The second Ha'ara, which really could be a raid by, but we don't have time. But all of Akasa Vayimer, it's regarding Rabbi Akiva that the pasuk says, Mashcheni Acharecha Narutza, Heviyani HaMelech Hadarav. We spoke a lot about this pasuk in Masechta Sukkah. At the very end of Masechta Sukkah, the last staff of Masechta Sukkah, we spoke out from the Vilna Gaon in his Pirush and Shir Hashirim, that the Gaon says that this pasuk, Mashcheni acharecha narutza, heviyani amelech hadarav, who keneged shmini atzeres. It's keneged shmini atzeres, right? The entire yontif, all the Umay Yisraelim have a little bit of a role in. But there's one yontif that's heviyani hamelech hadarav, where we are together with the king, and that's the yontif of shmini atzeres. There's a special ichud between Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the day of Shmini Atzeres. We mentioned that the Goyen in Evan Shlema says that all the Yom HaNeiran are Mechuvin Keneged La'asad Lavi. Rosh Hashanah is Keneged the early part of La'asad Lavi. The beginning of La'asad Lavi, there's going to be a Mishpat at Yom HaGadol HaNeir. We spoke out recently for Reb Chaim Brisker. The Reb Chaim said, why is there going to be a Mishpat again, La'asad Lavi? He says, because really, when we judge a person, we don't just judge him for what he did. We judge a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, for the outcomes of everything that he did. We're not going to know the total scope of the outcome of the Maisim of a person until everything is finished, until the world is essentially over. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to look and to judge and see everything perfectly. But the beginning of Achris HaYomim is going to be a Yom HaGadol HaNeir. That's why we have Rosh Hashanah. Then there's going to be a Zman of Tshuva, he says, and a Yom Kippur. And so, because he goes on to describe different Zmanim, this is all La'asad Lavi. But the end of the end of La'asad Lavi, Ubila HaMavis LaNetzach, all the Rishonim are going to be gone. All there's going to be is Klal Yisrael, all the Tzaddikim, literally the Shufa of Klal Yisrael. What's going to be at that time? Then it's going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Echad. There's going to be nothing else in the world. And that's Shmini Atzeres. That's Heviyani HaMelech Hadarav. And that's why the Goyen, even though he was very besimcha every Yontif, but Kiyodua, his Simcha Yisera, was always during the Yontif of Shmini Atzeres. We mentioned then, from the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh. The Mikroi Kodesh was written by an Italian Gadol. His name was Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yamin Samiga. The Michas HaLuzer quotes him in his tshuva, where he talks about not sitting in a sukkah shmini atzeres. Right? And that tshuva quotes the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh. And the Mikroi Kodesh says, what's this inyan of not sitting in a sukkah shmini atzeres? Medina de Gemara, you're supposed to sit in a sukkah. You don't make a bracha, you're supposed to sit in a sukkah. So what's this inyan of not sitting in a sukkah? So Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yamin Samiga, this Italian gadol, Italian mekubel said, he said the inyan is mamish what the Vilna Gaon said. He said, why do we sit in a sukkah? We sit in a sukkah to show that even though the world is a scary place, that's in a dangerous place, but we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting us, the Anani HaKavin, and we sit under the tzel, the tzil of the Mehemnusa, and that's what our protection is. Shmini Atzeres is mechuvin kineged a time where there's going to be nothing in the world other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since there's going to be nothing in the world other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's going to be no point in sitting in a sukkah, because you're not going to have to be protected. Now there's going to be no point in sitting in a sukkah. But a person, he said, that sits in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is missing the whole nekuda of what Shmini Atzeres represents. It represents, like the Vilna Gaon said, the last day of the Achris Hayomim. That's what it's all about. And the Lashonis that he uses, Lachem b'shmini chag atzeres, shehu remez la'asid, sheyafoich elo amim sofa berura, likroi kulam b'shem Hashem. For who levada yeh lemelech hakol haaretz, umachusa bekol mashalik, ki hu levada yeh melech hakol haaretz, v'lo yeh b'shom mokim, lo yisotem, lo yimazik, lo yipega, ki b'yoyim hu yeh Hashem echad u'shma yechad, v'chulu v'chulu. The whole idea of Shmini Atzeres is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad u'shma yechad. Heviyani HaMelech Hadarav is Shmini Atzeres, which is the Zman of Hashem Echad u'shma yechad. This is something we've talked a lot about in the past. There's another thing we've talked a lot about in the past. And that is the Gemara Masechtas Brachos Daf Samech Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara describes the Ptira of Rabbi Akiva. Just one excerpt. Hayamayrich be'echad. Rabbi Akiva was saying Kriya Shema, and he was being mayrich by the word Echad. Achiyotza nishmasai be'echad. Yotza basko v'amra ashrecha Rabbi Akiva sheyotza nishmasra be'echad. Rabbi Akiva's Ptira was be'echad. Chassam Sofer says in a tshuva, we mentioned this many times, that even though there's a ruah said, there's a shaila, how you spell the name Akiva? Is it Ayin Kuf Yud Veiz Aleph, or is it Ayin Kuf Yud Veiz Hey? There was a ruah had a dream, or is the ruah la tzadik, uli yishrei lev simcha, soifei teves Akiva, and it has a hey, simcha, has the hey at the end, and that's a riot that the way to spell Akiva is with a hey in the end. But Rabbi Akiva, the Tana Rabbi Akiva throughout Shas, is spelled Ayin Kuf Yud Veiz Aleph. And the Chassam Sofer said the Aleph is a remez to Echad, because Rabbi Akiva was Meirich be'echod, Adche yotza nishmasoi be'echod, yotza basko v'omra shrecha Rabbi Akiva she yotza nishmascha be'echod. It wasn't punk, this all happened be'echod. Rabbi Akiva reached the madrega of echod. The Svarim HaKadoshim say that the Sora Harugei Malchus came to be mechaper for the Aseres HaShvatim. But we know there were only 9 Shvatim that were involved in the Mechiras Yosef. Who was the 10th? It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who was mechaper for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It was Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva is on the Madrega of Echad. And because he was on the Madrega of Echad, say the Sifrei Kabbalah, Rabbi Akiva was the one that was mechaper for Echad. The Pasuk of Mashcheni Acharecha Norutza, No, Haviyani HaMelech Hadarov, which is the Pasuk of Shmini Atzeres, which the Goyin said is the Pasuk that describes V'hoye b'yoy mahu yi Hashem echad u'shmoy echad. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva was all of B'shalom v'yaru B'shalom. For all of Akos of Omer, it's regarding Rabbi Akiva that the Pasuk says, Mashcheni Acharecha Norutza, Haviyani HaMelech Hadarov. That Pasuk is the Pasuk of Echad. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's Echad. And that's why it's all of Akos of Omer. It's related to Rabbi Akiva that we have the Pasuk of Shmini Atzeres. Because the Toichin, the essence of Shmini Atzeres, is Echad. And on that note, we have a daf to learn.